This is Mike reporting from Hainesville Correction Center in Hainesville, Virginia. The Internet Crimes Against Children ICAC Task Force has founded in Bedford, Virginia in 1998. The task force was created in response to the push across America to be tough on crime. The task force was initially funded with federal grants. They continue today along with supplemental state and local grants. The Department of Justice has awarded approximately $1 billion in grants since the inception of the ICAC in 1998. The ICAC task forces have trained over 675,000 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers to violate the law. This training has led to over 180,000 Americans, 10,000 Virginians being arrested and incarcerated based on illegal entrapment investigations conducted by the ICAC task forces. These arrests and incarceration are estimated to have cost the American taxpayers over $50 billion on the federal, state, and local levels. Currently, the ICAC has grown into a nationwide organization with 61 branches in all 50 states. Each of these branches regularly requests funding fraudulently. The ICAC was founded on 8 core principles, Title 34 USCIS 21-113. The fourth purpose is the most concerning because it states the goal of the task force is to increase the number of internet crimes against children being investigated and prosecuted in both federal and state courts. The fourth purpose clearly states the goal is to create new criminals so additional grant dollars can be awarded. The goal is counter to state and federal law. In the law enforcement officers regularly violate state and federal law in order to reach arrest and conviction quotas. Local sheriffs also receive grant dollars to conduct illegal investigations that have led to more grant dollars for incarceration of these inmates awaiting trial and transfer to prison. In Virginia, only the state police are allowed to intercept wire, oral, and electronic communications with the court order warrant requested by the Attorney General. Local judges deny bond in these types of cases in order to get millions of state and federal dollars sent to their county or city. The tactics employed by the ICAC task force violate the defendant's rights guaranteed by the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 14th Amendments. As a Virginian who is entrapped by an ICAC investigation for a second time, I've decided to stand up and take a stand. In my case, the ICAC-trained officer was trolling social media sites designed for consenting adults. These types of investigations are not initiated based on probable cause or no warrant was issued. In both cases, the law enforcement officer initially stated they were an adult and then switched to being a minor deceptively. The bait and switch is in violation of the officer's training and the ICAC Operational and Investigative Standards Manual, specifically Section 13, Mandated Proper Tactics and Rules of Engagement. ICAC officers impersonate of the minor also violates most all social media type sites' terms of service, especially since most sites are designed for consenting adults only. In both of my cases, I was on a site consulting adults when I was entrapped. Terms of service violations break federal fraud laws. Many of these types of investigations and arrests have led to suicide and or suicidal ideology because they destroy a person's life as they know it. Author Bonnie Burkhardt has been, for the past 12 years, been beating the drum against this injustice. Check out Manufacturing Criminals, 2nd edition, Wiretapping and Planning Evidence, by Bonnie Burkhardt, 2024. The book lays out the arguments about how these investigations are illegal. If you or someone you know has experienced this injustice, or you are just a concerned citizen, I encourage you to reach out to your state, federal representatives to encourage them to change the law so that the ICAC does not create any more criminals and destroy any more lives.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.